The United States had long prided itself on its position as a distant observer in international affairs. From the founding of the nation, its leaders had embraced a policy of isolationism, aiming to avoid entanglement in the political and military conflicts of Europe. However, by the time the Great War, or World War I, erupted in 1914, the world had changed in ways that no one could have predicted. The conflict quickly became one of unprecedented scale, involving multiple global powers and stretching across continents. By 1917, the United States, under President Woodrow Wilson, would find itself swept into the war, marking a pivotal moment in the nation's history and signaling its emergence as a key player on the world stage. 1917 was a landslide. For 3 years, the United States remained neutral, although it was hardly unaffected by the war. American businesses, particularly those involved in manufacturing, had profited from supplying arms and goods to the Allies, particularly Britain and France. Trade with the warring nations helped fuel the U.S. economy, but it also brought the country closer to the conflict. Germany's unrestricted submarine warfare, in which German U-boats sank merchant ships, including those carrying American passengers and goods, caused significant tensions. The most famous incident was the sinking of the British passenger ship Lusitania in May 1915, which killed 128 Americans and sparked outrage in the United States. Despite these provocations, President Wilson initially held firm to a policy of neutrality, framing the U.S. as a peacemaker rather than a belligerent. However, the situation changed drastically in early 1917. Germany, in an effort to cut off supplies to Britain and France, resumed unrestricted submarine warfare, attacking any ship in the waters around Britain, including neutral vessels. The situation became even more volatile with the revelation of the Zimmermann Telegram, a secret diplomatic communication sent from the German foreign minister, Arthur Zimmermann, to the German ambassador in Mexico. In it, Germany proposed a military alliance with Mexico, promising that if the U.S. entered the war, Germany would help Mexico regain territories lost during the Mexican-American War, including Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. When the British intercepted and decoded the telegram, they shared it with the U.S., and the contents inflamed American public opinion. The combination of German aggression at sea and the threat of a German-Mexican alliance pushed the United States to the brink of war. In April 1917, President Wilson addressed Congress, asking for a declaration of war against Germany. His famous speech included the line that would become a cornerstone of American foreign policy for the years to come: "The world must be made safe for democracy." Wilson's decision to enter the war was not a simple matter of retaliation or self-defense. It was grounded in his belief that the U.S. had a responsibility to shape the future of the world order. Wilson envisioned a post-war world built on the principles of democracy, self-determination, and collective security. He hoped that by participating in the war, the United States would help guide the world away from imperialism and militarism and toward a more just and peaceful global system. 1917 was a landslide, not only in the sense of U.S. involvement in the conflict, but in the dramatic shift it represented in the nation's worldview. For much of its history, the United States had steered clear of European conflicts, positioning itself as a neutral power, preoccupied with its own development. But by entering World War I, the United States was making a decisive break with that tradition, embracing a more active role in world affairs. This marked the beginning of a new chapter in U.S. foreign policy, one in which the nation would play an increasingly important part in shaping global events. The U.S. entry into World War I came at a critical juncture for the Allies, who were exhausted by years of brutal trench warfare. Germany's spring offensives of 1918 had pushed deep into France, and victory for the Central Powers seemed possible. But the arrival of fresh American troops and supplies gave the Allies a much-needed boost. More than 2 million U.S. soldiers, under the command of General John J. Pershing, joined the fight on the Western Front. The American Expeditionary Forces, as they were called, played a significant role in halting the German advance and turning the tide of the war. The United States did not just provide manpower, but also the material and financial support necessary to sustain the Allied war effort.